This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest. He's a returning guest. He is Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO of BioLargo. They trade on the OTCQB. BioLargo makes the life better for individuals by delivering sustainable technology-based products. They help solve some of the most widespread problems threatening the world's supply of water, food, agriculture, healthcare, and energy. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Everett, it's so good to be here again. Thank you.
You know, I was going over your numbers last week, and just astounding. You must be one of the hardest working CEOs out there in the OTC. In June of 2016, you guys reported around $39,000 in revenues, and then in September, you jumped up to $162,000. In revenues that quarter. I can't wait till you guys announce in January your fourth quarter revenues.
Well, yeah, so things, that's a good sign, you know, and it's funny how that works. Those are mostly related to our odor control products, which we've been really positioning in the waste handling industry now for about 6 months. Remember, our first sales in that industry were really in May of this year, right? And so the fascinating thing that's occurring is that we're finding such great acceptance, but the gritty part of bringing a customer through the knowledge, the decision, then the purchasing, and then all the detail and safety and all the things that go into it, it's still quite a bit of work, right?
Absolutely.
And so the thing I would really urge everyone to remember is that what we've done is we've found our way into this great product called Cupridyne Clean. The website is Cupridyne, C-U-P-R-I-D-Y-N-E, Cupridyne, right, .com. And that product is essentially oxidizing volatile organic compounds, odors that are emanating from decaying matter. And wherever there's an industry with decaying matter like waste, right, or wastewater treatment or composting or transfer stations, you know, that's where the trash goes and it gets sorted out, right, or even the landfills.
Absolutely.
Right? In those markets, what we're finding is that industry's been just bombarded with products that don't work really well, okay? So the number one challenge for us is to prove that ours does work. And so how do we do that? Well, we do third-party studies. We also get testimonials, and then we do trials. And so a lot of the selling is sort of a very high-level trial with engineers and technical people where we go into the field and we use the product. And guess what? It works. Of course it works. It's got this all-natural chemistry, right, that's so gentle and safe. Anyway, here's the point. That process is continual. And so as a result, we're finding our way into a spot where we're targeting very large corporate accounts. Now, we're working with a number, and the way that starts is first you have one account, then you have two, and then you have four, right? And then you get the attention of corporate. And then as they find out that you show up and you deliver and you got a high-value product that's fairly priced and it gets them the service they need, right, all of a sudden you're negotiating for very large national accounts. Now, we've got a whole bunch of those in process. They're not done, okay, but we believe they will be done. And the reason is because the product's that good and we're doing everything in our power to serve these customers and get their attention and show them that we've got something of great value to help them manage these volatile organic compounds or these odors that emanate from their facility. So we're actually very excited, but we're also very careful about forecasting big numbers yet, because until the, right? I mean, that's a long setup to say, great product, very well-defined market, we're doing the right stuff, we think it's going to be big, but it has not unleashed yet.
I understand. Let's shift gears here for a second. Tell me about your recent press release about the CBNI, and what does that mean?
Yeah, great. Well, of course, great question. We just did a little press release, and you know, as you might imagine, when you do business with such big companies like Chicago Bridge and Iron, CBNI, I mean, I think they have 125 years of history and 40,000 employees, and you know, they're really considered an industrial giant. Okay. And when you look at what they do, right? CB&I touches just massive industries with technology and engineering, and supply chain and fabrication and construction and project management and maintenance and decontamination and environmental services. I mean, my goodness, they've been in the environmental remediation business for just, you know, 50 plus years, right? I mean, this is a massive infrastructure company that serves big industry, okay? So we put out a press release about our new relationship, and the truth is that this relationship is now brand new, okay? And we're working hand in hand to advance the go-to-market technology and products that will go to market, and really, as I say, develop a relationship that allows us to find an intersection of where customers have a need, they're looking for efficiency, they're looking for good technical solutions to real-life problems, right? Way to do it better and save some money to help drive the economy of the customer's business, right? And this company, CB&I, is a major service provider for those type of solutions for really the largest, some of the most important companies in the world. That's what they do, right? Well, so what do we got? Well, BioLargo is a technology provider that has technical solutions that can make life better, right? Efficiency, performance. And so it really is this intersection, right? This relationship is a relationship that evolves where we're looking for the intersection where we can serve customers with needs that our technology can solve.
And when do you think that this relationship is going to come to fruition to add some bottom line revenue to BioLargo?
Well, of course, that's the million-dollar question, and it's not impossible to answer, but it's certainly speculative. I mean, the way I would describe it is we've formed a relationship. We're working with engineers and staff members around the world. You got to remember, these guys are CB&I serves clients in every continent in the world.
Absolutely.
Okay, and so what we say to them is let's get you well-trained and versed in our science. Let's identify, and by the way, it's not just one science, it's all of them.
I see.
It's not just AOS, right? I mean, the CB&I has a huge infrastructure commitment to, for example, the landfill business. They're one of the major players in the landfill industry. So we have an array. We have an entire menu of science and technology to serve all of these clients. So what we basically do is say, look, we're going to find this intersection, right? And where it's going to shine the most is where we can serve industry that's facing challenges with a complement of full infrastructure of CB&I and technology that's the cutting edge, okay? So what does that mean? It means that we have some of these technologies already yesterday, and that's where we start. Some of them need scale-up, like the AOS, right?
Right.
When we talk about the AOS system, we've just completed our first alpha. We're now in the beta delivery. And we're targeting the first part of 2017 to be in beta, which is the unit that would go into first commercial trials. It's of the scale that is the entry level for industry, okay? And CB&I would look at that and say, we believe we have clients where we can take this technology and scale it to serve the client's specific needs. Oh, my goodness. Talk about an intersection.
Right. Huge home run. Absolutely. My guest today is Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO of BioLargo, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Let me ask you this, Dennis. I see that recently you announced a scholarship at eref.org. Can you fill us in what this is about and how that fits into the BioLargo commercial value?
Absolutely. So that's the Environmental Research and Education Foundation, right? EREF. And so I think this has all the good stuff that people need to know about, okay? So when you talk about BioLargo, let's go back up to 30,000 feet. BioLargo, our mission statement says we make life better, okay? So how do we do that? Well, it's with technology. Well, but it's more than technology. It's what we do. What we do is focus on disruptive things that can make life better, whether it's air quality, right? A big component of that is actually part of our mission statement, is to also train highly qualified people. I mean, look at what we've done in Canada. We've got this example now that's about 3.5 years old, where we aligned ourselves with technical experts at the University of Alberta. We've now secured 16 grants. We've built out a full-blown research team. We've advanced our science in such a dramatic way. We have 20 collaborations. When you look at the relationships that have been established now around the world, okay, they're all about advancing science and education, which means training people, advancing science with a purpose that's going to solve problems for clients, right? And this is just a natural extension. I mean, the EREF Foundation, which is the Environmental Research and Education Foundation, is the number one research group that supports the waste handling industry. They have just an incredible deep reach with major players. They're sponsored with funding and grants from all of the major waste handling companies in the world. They are a science company focused on advancing the science and training highly qualified people to bring new ideas, new technologies to an industry that's been around for 100 years, right? Okay? It's a perfect spot. And in fact, when we met the team there, and we really invested in developing these relationships at the highest level throughout that industry, and we looked at what they were doing, we said, my goodness, this is something we should be involved in. And so there you go. So our principals have agreed to sponsor those scholarships with donations, and so that's a great situation. And, of course, it helps advance the science, train new people, and it also, of course, helps get the word out about BioLargo and our great technology.
Yeah, it sounds like a win-win situation. That's good. Hey, and in closing here, can you summarize what you would predict for the future for a BioLargo? Are we going to have any M&A in 2017? And try to just summarize what we learned today.
Well, I think the biggest thing, you know, BioLargo is a science technology company set out on a mission to make life better, right? I mean, that's what we do. Okay, so what are we going to do? We're going to take our technology through its full development phase to optimize so that it's increasingly more efficient, more valuable, more commercially viable, commercialization, right? And what you're witnessing at BioLargo is a culmination of years of work where now there's really a big change that's occurred. And the biggest change that I can point to is that in our journey, establishing ourselves as a credible science company is the number one challenge. Okay, at this point in our journey, we are culminating with such a potent sense of credibility about the claims that we make and the validations to support that selling proposition. It is more powerful, stronger, and more well-established than ever in the history of the company. And it's taken us years to do that, right? We've aligned ourselves with the top players in the world, especially at the science level. We hold ourselves to a standard in science that's beyond reproach. We're doing all the right things to recruit the most highly qualified people that we can recruit. And so what do you do with all that? Well, I think it's real simple. I think you're going to see commercialization start to escalate, especially in our odor control. And then, of course, this AOS, it is such a significant technical leap forward in the way that you can treat water as a high-impact, low-cost, low-energy provider. And the world is begging
Absolutely.
For a low energy impact solution. Okay, so what do we want to do? And again, this is public information. We talk about it openly. We're going to advance the science. We're going to advance our research. We're going to form alliances with the key people. We're going to try and recruit the smartest, most talented, high qualified people we can. Make sure that we're adequately capitalized to execute on these commercial opportunities. We'd love to get our company listed on a next up exchange, on a national market exchange. We think that's a critical part of creating value for our shareholders. And all of that is really culminating, and it starts with great technology, a persistence, and then laying these incredibly small bricks that are foundational that we've been doing for a lot of years to now, what I'd say, grow up and become a real contender in these massive multi-billion-dollar markets, and that's what we're doing.
My guest today has been Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO of BioLargo. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Dennis, I want to thank you very much for stopping by and coming back on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. We're going to check back with you in a couple months to see how things are going.
Awesome, Everett, and go BioLargo.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.